Good afternoon and welcome into another Saturday on Woods and Water. Taylor, I got in trouble for this because I don't say who I am at the beginning of the show. I don't. So
it's just Mr. Woods and Water. That's
no, it's
water.
Not. But I somebody said, well, you need to say, tell people who you are. So, hello, my name is Roger Metz. and my daughter Taylor is co-hosting with me.
Hello, everybody.
And today, Taylor, we are in for a good one.
Oh, yes.
This is one of those folks you're going to need to perk up, get you another glass of sweet tea, get inside the air conditioner, and just listen because, well, he's on with us now. We've got Tom Mulliken on, who is leading the South Carolina 7 Trek across South Carolina in July. Tom, welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Thank you for taking time to do this.
Oh, thank you, Roger. It's great to hear your voice. And, Taylor, I know we're going to have a wonderful conversation this morning.
It's always nice when you can meet your guest ahead of time, Taylor. We had the opportunity to meet Tom in Columbia last week. We had a function down there, and he was there. We got a few minutes, and Tom, you'll know it when in our emails back and forth. We're not going to have trouble filling this up, are we?
No, sir. We're going to have a good time. So buckle up.
Buckle up, folks. That's exactly right. But, thanks for tuning in to Woods and Water South Carolina. It's going to be a great show. There's a lot of information about a lot of great places in South Carolina that you can hike to. You can horseback ride. You can kayak on. You can go take pictures of waterfall. You can fish. It's just South Carolina. And, you know, is I've lived here my whole life. Taylor, you have too. Tom, you have too. For the most part, you lived in South Carolina whole life. But there's so many layers to South Carolina outdoors.
There really are. It's the most beautiful place on earth. And I, having traveled to every continent on earth now several times, I can say that with full assurance. We live in the pearl of earth. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, that brings up what good guests just know how to work a show, don't they? And Tommy, I know you've done this. Man, you have done CNN, you have done all the major news networks, contributors, you've led National Geographic expeditions, you've been on continents, you've dove all. In fact, the certification you had to get to go Arctic diving.
Certified ice diver.
Yeah, certified ice diver. You have a resume, and that's what makes this so great, that you have experienced a whole lot over your life. I mean, you're a lifelong resident. Well, most of the time you were in Virginia for a while, lived right there in Camden, South Carolina, got a law practice there. But you have gone and done a lot. Take just a few minutes. Tell us how you got started, all these expeditions and travels, and then some of the places you've been.
Well, thank you. Thank you for all that, Roger. We have had it's been a wonderful life. I'll turn 60 on the trail, and I've really been, some people say it as cliche, but to get to know me, you'll realize it is true that I've been blessed beyond any measure of expectation. We started traveling, I guess 40 years ago. I was inspired by reading books on Theodore Roosevelt, who was my hero, and I wanted to do some of those things. I'll tell you, the first trip of any consequence I took was to Alaska, and it's been 40 years ago now, and I just I decided I was going to go. I was going to teach myself how to hunt and fish up there, which is not the way to go, by the way. because you'll learn all the hard lessons the hard way.
Yes, you can. Yes.
I had a bag and went up there, and I well remember early in my life going and just seeing how far I could climb just to where I'd hear nothing. And it inspired me. I think what has happened over 40 years is I've just kind of pushed my comfort level out. The first mountain of any real size I climbed was Kilimanjaro, and it was I really didn't know what I was doing on that either. I showed up in camo clothes. And,
oh gosh!
I mean, I arrived at the base of Kilimanjaro with all these Europeans and all their color coordinated outfits. I was coordinated. I had camo jacket, camo pants, and a pair of Brogan brown shoes. I realized, you know, not having some hiking boots and some walking sticks was probably a pretty good thing. But I also realized that if you had heart determination, you could buy that stuff pretty cheap about halfway up.
Think about that one for a few minutes, folks.
So we started, really it was for the first maybe 15 or 20 years, it was just hunting and fishing.
Okay.
And what climbing I did, I was associated with hunting. And at that time, I looked at mountain climbers and said, why in the world would you just climb that mountain just to climb it? And I think that the first time you break the clouds on the summit day, when you're really at an altitude, 18, 20,000 plus feet, it just gets in your blood. It's almost a religious experience. So we started checking off some of the biggest mountains on earth, and we climbed on all the seven summits. We don't have summits on all of them. We've summited about 25 mountains,
wow,
highest mountains around the world, and have dives in all the ocean. I'm often asked, what's it like diving under the ice in the Arctic and Antarctic?
Yes,
and
tell us.
It's cold.
Aw, really?
Don't let them tell you different. it's fascinating. I mean, down in the we've had very interesting dives in the Antarctic, in the Southern Sea off of Antarctica, and it's fascinating to be under the ice with penguins and seals and all the sea life. And in Alaska, we've had dives with orcas and other whales, which is
wow. Interesting,
and also you have to be very careful. And then every year, sure, I teach a class out in the Galapagos for the University of San Francisco Quito on their Galapagos campus, and the diving there is just extraordinary. So it's just been a process of growing. But here's the thing, and I think this maybe is a little bit different than others. It's always been about education. I just simply wanted to learn. I was a curious sort, you know. It was growing up, little guy with a big mouth, you know, that commercial, Mikey will eat it.
Give it to Mikey, he'll try it.
Exactly. And so it really has been remarkable. Virginia and my wife, my sweetheart, my rock, we've been together since she's 14, says I've exhausted my nine lives a couple of times. So
I'm,
I guess,
sure,
I have the Lord to be thankful to.
Yes. And all that, JAG officer. And,
Army Master Fitness Trainer.
Yeah, Army Master Fitness Trainer.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a fun. I went through Army Master Fitness Trainer school when I was 37, and I was in there with a number of active duty special operators, and of course, then even at 37, I can't imagine what they say now. I was a grandpa.
Yeah, really.
It was a great course. Learned a lot. And, you know, spent a lot of time with soldiers that were trying to get themselves in shape. And that, a lot of the skills that I learned there, I've applied in other areas. Martial arts has been a big part of my life. And the breathing and stretching, that really has helped. The breathing, the classes we teach in scuba, of course, we certify through various agencies, but we also have our own class of ninja diving where we focus on breathing.
Wow.
You know, scuba is a breathing issue.
Yes.
Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. And so we focus on the breathing part, and it really does make a big difference. So shout out to our guys here in South Carolina. I was honored to be inducted into the Black Belt Hall of Fame last year.
Wow.
Alongside some real legends, Keith Vitale, who's a national champion many times. Mike Genovese in Colombia is a national champion many times.
Wow.
And martial arts is another thing in South Carolina that doesn't get the credit that it deserves,
yeah,
with some of these legends.
Absolutely. Well, that's, you know, I told you we were going to chew up some time, and that's really the first segment already, Taylor. Mm-hmm. Just a little background into our guest, Tom. I mean, and we got a lot more to go, and when we come back, I want to dive into the South Carolina 7 and roll with it and get some interest up for some people. Yeah, you know, they've heard this stuff before, but maybe they just need to hear it one more time. So
that sounds wonderful.
Absolutely. Well, hang on, folks. We'll be back with more Woods and Water South Carolina on the other side of the break. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Tom, I'm sure you can, as growing up in Camden, you can see those rows of cotton just like I can.
Oh, yeah. Love them.
Love them. That's home. That is home.
So we're going to jump right into the SC7, and I'm going to ask you straight off the bat, why SC7? What made you want to do this?
Thank you, Taylor. That's a great question. It was really the confluence of a couple things. We had been asked by the governor a couple of years ago to chair a new commission he was putting together, the South Carolina Floodwater Commission, to address the changes from that we're experiencing in the state, from flooding, extreme weather with climate change. And we presented him last year with a 400-page report, but we also told him we were going to continue to solicit opinions and thoughts from people across South Carolina. We didn't want to be an arm of government pushing down ideas on people and communities, but rather listening to them, because we really have gotten some wonderful ideas. And with that sort of in the back of our mind, last winter, my son and I were climbing Mount Everest in Nepal. And I don't recommend, by the way, a winter climbing that much.
I wasn't going to say anything.
You'll find out what cold really is. And in fact, that gave rise to this. We're like, as we were there, and it was cold, we were like, there's just got to be a way to do the seven summits in this kind of cold. And, you know, kind of joking about it. And we said, you know, we live in the most beautiful place in the world, and we have really historic, monumental beauty in our state. We need our own South Carolina 7. So we came back, and you mentioned earlier I'd served as an expert for National Geographic. Well, National Geographic has already recognized two of the places we have in the Jocassee Gorge in our mountains and the Ace River Basin along the coast as some of the greatest places on Earth. So we sort of use that as the bookends, and we began doing more research and found that there are just some wonder, and of course, knowing that, but we put this trail together. Most of it is the Palmetto Trail, which is a wonderful opportunity to get out, right?
Yes, and Mary Rowe has been on this show many, many times talking about the Palmetto Trail.
Well, they have done just an incredible job with that trail. So we'll be on every segment of the Palmetto Trail, and we're tying in some real jewels along the way and created this new trail. And we hope that the patch that's been created will be something that will be looked forward to by others that climb and dive around the world with us. And I've told them, I said, you come down in July in South Carolina, and you beat my time on this 500 miles, and I'll climb Everest and nothing but my mink thong with you. You don't know what tough looks like until you've been through a South Carolina summer.
And, you know, when we were talking about this, I was like, gosh, there's plenty of times a year other than July to do this. But your original intent was to have people join you.
Right. It really hurts my heart that we're having to limit those that will be coming. I have said that when this is over and the governor opens the state back up fully because the threat of the COVID-19 has gone away, I will do it again, and I'll do it. We're going to do it every year for sure.
Oh, wow.
If people wanted to do it in 6 months, I'd be happy to lead a group where we could take more than just half a dozen or a dozen that will be on this.
Sure.
So it's going to be fantastic. And let me say, we're starting every day with a devotion. Dr. Bill Jones, Chancellor at Columbia International University, Father Donnie Hayes and the South Carolina Baptist Convention, they have helped populate the entire trail with local ministers. And so every morning we will get up to devotion, and then we'll hit the trail after that. So it's been a wonderful collaboration with private sector and the agencies, PRT, DNR, the private with Yamaha, Wright Waters. Those guys do remarkable work, and they have jumped in with both feet, and we're just so excited about all of the partners that we've been able to pull together.
Yeah, the Governor Floodwater Commission, the South Carolina National Heritage Quarter, Palmetto Trail, DNR, Pickens County, Visit Oconee, the Aquarium, Riverstead, Dorchester County, Cape Romaine. Coastal Expeditions is a great place to go explore the Lowcountry with. South Carolina State Parks, you really, yeah, the Nature Conservancy, you really got a lot. The Forestry Commission, some of the boat companies here, Palmetto Pride, and the National Park Service. So, yeah, you pull together a really diverse group of people, which shows how appealing all of this is, really.
I struggled when we got word of this pandemic as to whether we should move forward. But what I found is that there was such an outpouring. I think people wanted something to focus on that was positive,
yes, sir,
healthy. You know, the best health is the best defense against COVID.
Absolutely.
And we need people in this state back out in the environment. And I think if there's any sort of message coming out of this, is that we have some of the most beautiful state parks and national forests in the world, literally in the world, within an hour or two from people all across the state. And we need to get people back out. Turn that TV off, all
sure,
that toxic vitriol, and reconnect with the environment that they have right in front of them.
And being the pandemic and there was not much advertising going on, I had to add inventory to burn, and I put out one that said, the outdoors is not closed. It's not closed.
Isn't that true?
And I have had more positive feedback from that little bit of advertising that I have on some of the best paid ads I've ever had on the show.
It really is true. We have it beautiful. Now, let me say this for the National Heritage Corridor you mentioned, Michelle,
yes,
McCollum.
Uh-huh.
That woman is a force of nature. We have the earth and the planets and the sun and Michelle McCollum. She's putting out energy like I've never seen. And partnering with her and all that she and her team have been able to do, it's just absolutely remarkable.
Yep. Well, let's dive into it. The South Carolina 7, they have a website, southcarolina7.com. They have a Facebook page, South Carolina 7. You can find out a whole lot of information about this, but we're going to kind of take the rest of the show and just run through not the entire itinerary because there's 30 days of it. Want to hit some of the high points. And, it wouldn't be proper to start with the place it's all going to begin, and that's in Oconee County, the Garden of the Gods. Where are you going to be when you start this thing off, Tom?
We're going to start at the Oconee County State Park, and we'll hike through those passages there, including the Stump House Passage, but Valhalla, right, the Garden of the Gods.
Yep.
It's really – I did a little presentation with them yesterday, and I don't know if I should be applauded or chided because – we've let the secret out. Oconee County is truly just an absolutely gorgeous place.
It is.
From the mountains to the lakes that they have there, those Duke Lakes, Lake Kiwi. It's amazing. Let me say this. I'm going to probably step on some toes here. People ask me why I went to Carolina, not Clemson. I said, obviously, because I'd never been to Clemson before I signed up. I mean, Clemson is in that whole area north of there,
yes,
and west.
Yep.
It really is remarkable. So it's a beautiful area. We'll start there. Senator Thomas Alexander, who is really the standard for selfless service in this state, he'll shoot the flare off, and we'll begin what will be about a 500-mile hike and raft and kayak and dive across our beautiful state.
And day two, you enter one of those wonders that National Geographic has classified, and that's the Chattooga River, one of my favorite places to go to trout fish.
Oh, it's I always lived in Camden, but I commuted to Charlotte, and I used to take my team to the Chattooga River. We called it Deliverance Weekend.
Paddle faster, boys. I hear banjo music.
and it's amazing, living in the sandhills of South Carolina, how quickly you can move into just a completely different part of the world,
yes,
when you move into that river. And if you haven't rafted down the Chattooga and you live in South Carolina, you've really missed a wonderful opportunity. It's it was famous long before Burt Reynolds.
Yes, it was.
And it's been famous, even more famous now. And I joke, but really we have just tremendous activity in Oconee County now. Some great leadership and people moving in. rapidly. So we'll look forward to being on that river. I like to get out of the raft and just kind of float down the river, to be honest with you.
Sure.
And we will really enjoy that. That'll be a good respite in between hiking on the day one and then that day three on Sassafras Mountain.
Yeah. Taylor, you got that
second
one.
Second wonder of South Carolina.
Got about 2 minutes here, so y'all fit in Sassafras in 2 minutes.
That's the high point of South Carolina. And actually, Dad, you went to the reveal of the observation deck.
Yes, I went to the grand opening observation deck on Earth Day 2019. Yep.
That is an impressive compass.
Yes, the compass in the floor of the observation tower is impressive.
It's beautiful. You could see. Is that where we can see three states?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee.
Yeah, just amazing. When I think when people think of the early days of the mountains and Blue Ridge and Smoky Mountains and all that, that view right there is what they're thinking about. And there's no place better. We don't have the 14ers, as they say, out in the Rockies or Colorado, but we do have some of the most beautiful mountains on earth. And that place, and on top of Sassafras Mountain, is unmatched.
Yes.
It's beauty.
It is.
And at that same stop, you start a thing called Fireside Chats. And that will be Facebook Live, but tell us a little bit about what that Fireside Chat's going to be about.
About 30 seconds.
The topic there will be the natural water movement. That's where we're going to start. That's where we had issues during Hurricane Joaquin. And at that Fireside Chat, in fact, on that day, Lieutenant Governor Pam Abbott will join us. She'll hike throughout the day with us, and then she'll be our special guest. So we'll be taking these subjects, taking questions, and having interaction on these important ecological issues impacting our state.
And for those of them who want to go to Sassafras Mountain, that is a drive up there. You walk up a paved road to the observation deck. So it's one of those most accessible places in South Carolina if you really want to see what this state's about. So with that, I think we're about ready to wrap up this segment. Head into the third segment. Tom, doing a great job. I appreciate you doing this. And folks, hang on. We'll be back more with South Carolina 7 on the other side of the break.
You find the key to paradise.
And Taylor, he doesn't know what's coming, does he?
No, he doesn't.
All right, Tom, listen for just a minute. I'm sure you know who this is. Everybody in South Carolina knows who this is. Okay, here's the question. Is that Darius Rucker or is that Hootie and the Blowfish?
It was a little low, but it sounded like my great hero who I've traveled around the world in my earbuds, Darius Rucker.
There you go.
Yes.
Taylor gets another vote.
Yes. I get another vote. Oh, yes. That feels so good.
Truthfully, Darius doesn't know he's been to the top of most of the highest mountains on earth. I haven't had a chance to tell him that. Well, I don't go anywhere without Darius Rucker.
Well, maybe when you get down to Charleston, you know, he's down there a good bit, and you can tell him. We'll try to get him out.
Love bragging on him.
Yes, sir. Great. Just a wonderful musician. Although, you know, I will have to say his early music made me laugh, and his latter music makes me cry. And I just, you know, I just don't know how to reconcile those two. Just timing in life, I guess.
Yeah, we're getting soft.
We are getting soft. No, we're not getting soft. We're getting better.
That's true.
That's it. Well, moving from Sassafras Mountain, Fireside Chat there, run through Round Top Mountain, and we hit what is probably the newest natural wonder in South Carolina, Jocassee Gorges.
How would you begin to talk about something as beautiful as Jocassee Gorge? As you know, I've hiked the Grand Canyon a few times too. So, well, what's it like? You know what? You're just going to have to go.
Yes, yes.
Jocassee Gorge is incredible.
Yes, it is.
I guess the Native American legend means place of the lost one, and I think lost is not so much geographically lost, but you can lose yourself in your own thoughts, really begin to get back in touch with who you are and give yourself a groundedness when you're out there in that part of the outdoors. It's just so incredibly beautiful. Named as one of the 50 of the last great places on Earth by National Geographic. And it's just, you know, you really need to get out and see that, regardless if you're at the coast, Midlands, or in the upstate. If you haven't been out, just go out for a short hike and find yourself being lost, as the Native Americans used to say.
You know, I did a whole show with Greg Lucas from South Carolina DNR on, and we got like a third of the way through the map of Jocassee Gorges, and I've got to get him back on. I know while everything was messed up, we decided to put it off. So if you can go back to the website, woodsandwatersc.com, and listen to the Greg Lucas and the whole show we did on just part of Jocassee Gorges, and there's so much more to get to. What a great place, South Carolina. Skip on. You go through a couple more passages. You get to Poinsett Reservoir. You have another fireside chat at Riverstead Community.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to talking about the resilient living, and we'll have guest speakers at each of these places, naturalists and others that have been involved. Resiliency. How do we live? How do we create resiliency strategies with the changing environment that we have? You know, South Carolina really is in a very unique spot, and I think it's a huge opportunity for us to demonstrate global leadership. We have waters coming out of the North Carolina water basins that are actually come up from storms coming through the Gulf.
Right.
We have nuisance flooding, just everyday flooding along the coast because of rising sea levels. And we have the hurricanes coming off the coast. That's very different than most anywhere else on Earth. So we're talking about how do you create and combine economic and environmental sustainability. We're not pushing strategies on people that they can't afford in the state. We're teaching people how to take care of the environment better while reducing your footprint and increasing your economic benefits. And so those are the kind of the messages that we're going to talk about along the trail, and that'll be the first resilient living in South Carolina power plant. The governor, one of our 10 leading recommendations coming out of the report was we were going to plant 1 million trees over 10 years. So I met with him last year. He said, yeah, calls me Tomcat. Love that Tomcat. Biggest tree. He said, but we're going to do it in 1 year. I said, oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, glad I didn't say 10 million then. And so we're going to do it on one day, Arbor Day. We were going to do it on Earth Day. Of course, COVID kept us from doing
right.
that. But we will plant on December 4th, 2020. South Carolina will have the largest single day planting in the history of the country. We're planting 1 million trees across South Carolina. And, you know, that's not just for carbon sequestration, but sequestering water from floods and rains. And so it's be another great initiative for South Carolina to take the leadership on.
Taylor, we got
I give our great governor credit for that.
We got some persimmon trees to plant at the farm.
Yep, we do.
Arbor Day. Remember
that's
that.
It.
We need to do it.
Why am I supposed to remember all this stuff?
Because you're going to be helping me plant trees that day,
uh-huh,
just so you know.
Okay.
Taylor, you got some work in front of you.
Oh, there's always
work.
Gracious. So from Poinsett Reservoir, you go to Croft Passage, which is where you have another fireside chat. Tell us about the topic of that.
Oh, boy, we're excited about celebration of the Palmetto Trail. People in this state really benefit from the tremendous efforts of the Palmetto Trail, and their folks have just been unbelievably helpful to us across South Carolina. We're going to be talking about that and also planting natural vegetation. This, too, has been a big issue for the governor. He's changing out the plants at the governor's mansion, putting natural vegetation in, has created that as a real priority. And it's also very important along the coast, where we're putting in more sweetgrass, putting in rebuilding a natural habitat, which is
yes.
a lot of what we're trying to do. Is you know, what are those natural strategies that we can deploy that protect our environment while also beautifying our environment? So we'll be talking about what are those kinds of plants that you can put out that are native to the area and are best suited for the area. So the celebration of Palmetto Trail and planting natural vegetation.
You spend a little bit of time at Camp Croft. The Croft Pass is exploration. Then you go on the Ennery Passage hike, which is another good one for people out there who would explore. The Peak to Prosperity one is one that gets a lot of traction because of the Broad River Trestle built in 1890, 1,110 feet long. And, you know, it was burned by General Sherman. To keep Sherman from burning across most of South Carolina, you're going to have another fireside chat there at the Palmetto Trail headquarters.
Yes. Really excited about that. We started a nonprofit many years ago where we do a lot of our dive training and a lot of our outdoor activities. Every week for 6 months, we lead hikes on state parks and national forests for what we have is called our Adventurer Club. These are students. And we've done this to introduce, to get children off the couch, away from the video games, and get them back in the outdoors.
Okay.
And it's just been amazing how we've incited the passions of these young kids to get outside. This particular hike will be about childhood fitness and also adult fitness. How do you get out? Like, get out and take a walk. We're going to talk about things. I may do a little bit of, you know, bring in some of my training from Army Master Fitness, but showing people stretching and breathing and getting out, enjoying that, but also talking about we really need greater health in this state. When you look at some of the health statistics, childhood obesity, childhood diabetes, other diseases that are created from, you know, a lack of active lifestyle, we hope to be able to address that and be a demonstration of doing that, not just somebody lecturing you from inside a, you know,
I'm not,
building.
Yes, so, yeah.
And it's going to be a wonderful.
And we talk a lot of it. We talk a lot about the benefits of being outdoors, especially for the young people.
We can't get enough of it.
That's it.
So from there, you head to Fort Jackson Passes, where you have another fireside chat. Go ahead and tell us about that topic.
Really, really excited. I spent a lot of years doing with drill. I was in the reserves out at Fort Jackson and hiking a number of those trails. And then we used Camp McCready on the backside when I was commander of the State Guard. I love Fort Jackson. We're honored and pleased that we'll have the garrison commander join us for lunch out there. And we have Sheriff Leon Lott, the commander now of the State Guard, and we'll have a number of veterans. We've really focused in our travels on taking veterans with PTSD back out in the environment. We'll be talking about outdoor therapy for PTSD. Two years ago now, I led two retired Green Beret that were 100% disabled, dealing with some of these same issues on a climb up Denali in Alaska, and just witnessed them shedding a lot of that stress being out in the outdoors. So it was very palpable, and it became a passion of mine. As a JAG officer, I never dealt with the type of people were shooting at me. It was because I was a bad lawyer, not because I was a bad soldier or in a difficult place. But we will focus on PTSD for our veterans, and it's something that we can't do enough of. We've been at war for a very long time now. We've got people, men and women, who are great heroes suffering from this, and so we will focus the talk, and then what can we do coming out of this experience to help our veterans in our great state.
And, you know, we're coming up on 4th of July. We want to thank all of our veterans for their service, especially you, Tom, and those that are listening. And with that, we're going to run in the end of the third segment. So hang on. We're going to come back. We're going to get on our horses, folks, because we got like four of these to get through in the next segment. So y'all hang on. We'll be right back with more Woods and Water, South Carolina. Quit looking at me like that.
It's good music. I want to know what happened to the other good music.
It's good music. All right. Buckle up. It's fourth segment. the last segment we have for this show to do on the South Carolina 7. Tom, I think we're going to try to do some weekly updates as you go through South Carolina during the month of July. That'll be fun to do. Taylor, going to jump into it here.
Yeah, we've got Congaree National Park, which is the fourth wonder of South Carolina that we'll be visiting. It is known as the Redwoods of the East. Tell me how excited y'all are about this.
We really are excited. I mean, it's the largest bottomland in North America. It boasts the tallest known species of 15 different trees. So it's just a remarkable area. It's very historic. It's beautiful. It's diverse. And we are really excited. And people, really, if you've not been there, it's right outside Columbia.
Yes.
If you blink, you pass it.
That's exactly right. But it is in July, just watch out for the brown wigglies.
We may need a little bit of DEET out there.
There you go. A little bit of DEET. Watch where you're putting your feet. But gosh, some of these tree heights, 150 feet tall. Yeah. I mean, it's
23 state champion trees.
Yeah, it's just so rich. Yep. That dirt down there is just so rich.
It's beautiful. It's going to be a great trip.
The Watery Passage, which is one of my favorite ones on the. They have, just so you know, Tom, I know you know, but for everybody out there that doesn't know, the Watery Passage, we said this last week on the show, has new decking on the trestle across the river, and they cut the grass out there. So they're ready for you there. We roll on down Lake Marion Passage Hike, which is a big one. Then it's kind of cool. You've got a ceremony coming up at Belle Island Plantation Cemetery that's neat. Tell us about that one.
But I really can't say enough about it. I mean, Brigadier General Francis Marion was, if you had to list the single greatest influences on us winning our independence during the Revolutionary War, he would be at the top of most everyone's list and in the top three of everyone's list.
Yeah.
What he led with South Carolina militia cannot be overstated. He's considered the godfather of special forces in this country, and is really his guerrilla tactics really became a part of military legend and lure. We've faced some of these same tactics around the world. The United States, as we've gone around, that started with his attacking and moving. He didn't really get the celebrity that he should have while he was alive. I was pleased to have served in his post as commander for 6 years. And I just felt like it was something that I think we should have an eternal flame on his gravesite. It's something I wanted when I was commander, and every chance I get, I like paying respects to the man who we really do owe our freedom and our prosperity in this country. He's a great, great American, was a tremendous soldier and a great influence on our winning our war of independence.
The original Swamp Fox, and folks, if you ever see an F-16 from McIntyre National Guard Base, you will see the Swamp Fox on their fuselage. And I remember during Desert Storm and Desert Shield, it was so cool watching those guys over there thinking, yeah, those are our guys. Those are our South Carolina Swamp Foxes.
Tip of the sword.
Yeah. So there you go. Lake Moultrie Passage, Swamp Fox Passage, which you're going to ride some horses down there, which is another way to get around South Carolina. The Allendale Passage gets a lot of media with the end there at Buck Hall Recreation Trailhead. Then we get down to the fifth wonder of the world, and God, we're time to get away from us. Edisto River, fifth wonder of South Carolina.
It's gorgeous. You know, if you think some of the movies, Prince of Tides, and you think about these black rivers, the Edisto River is the longest free-flowing black river in North America. It's often shaded with trees, with Spanish moss. It is just a gorgeous paddle, and they've done a wonderful job setting up take-ins and take-outs along. Yes. So it's very easy to pick how far you want to go. It's just one of those areas that when you think of South Carolina's low country, you're thinking of the Edisto River.
Yep.
And then day 27, we hit the sixth wonder of South Carolina, which is Bull Island, and that's the largest of four barrier islands.
It's just a beautiful 5,000-acre maritime forest with fresh and brackish water impounds and a beach area. 6.5-mile uninhabited island. So we do have some beautiful places along our coast that are uninhabited. Some of the longest stretches of undeveloped property, and the state has done a wonderful job of protecting those. We'll have a fireside chat there on floodwater issues and also up at the on Edisto River on a new reservoir. We are challenged in South Carolina because of the floodwaters that come out of North Carolina's water basins. Up in the upstate, where we'll start, we began to see waters coming out of North Carolina basins that created a cascading effect. You may remember during Joaquin where the dams broke, and so as the water rushed down, it got more and more challenging. We have that same problem up in the PD in Marion County and Horry County, where the confluence of the Lumber and the Little PD come together in Nichols. And we're looking at the possibility of a new lake in that area, control those waters and take advantage of them. So the governor said, we're going to make water our friend, and we're going to figure out how to use this to our advantage, just like South Carolinians have done throughout the history of our great state. So we'll have a wonderful time touring Bull Island, talking about floodwater issues. We'll have a number of naturalists with us at that point, and it'll be a great day in a beautiful part of the world.
Day 28, July the 28th, 2020, the Ace Basin. If you've never heard that word before, you haven't been here long enough, because it's the confluence of the Ashapu, the Combahee, and the Edisto River, a real jewel and one of the largest undeveloped estuaries along the Atlantic coast.
And as far as I'm concerned, one of the most beautiful in the world. It again is a 350,000 acre area, and it's known for its beautiful natural environment. I had the pleasure and the honor of working for Fritz Hollings for a number of years. The first job I had was on the NOAA subcommittee, and a number of people in our state don't realize that Fritz Hollings created NOAA. He wrote the law that created the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Wow. He was very involved in the set aside and the work that went into protecting the Ace River Basin. And so it's to see us protecting that, and we want to highlight that. And as I said, it's one of those places that National Geographic has spoken about. It's recognized around the world, and yet we have people that live 100 miles from it who've never seen it.
Yeah. And let me tell you what, in January and February, the waterfowl pile into that place. And if you're a photographer, it is one of the, it is just a great place to go, because there's a picture on every grass stem and in every little bit of water.
It's incredible. Really encourage you to get out. It's another one of those places that will probably be a little bit warm in July. Let me say, I hope it is, because I've got my COVID-19 I got to lose. So, I can't wait to get there.
I gotcha. So, Taylor, finish this up.
So from there, you hit day 29 at Cooper River Blackwater, and y'all get to go Blackwater diving. And then day 30, that is the final day, you finish up at what looks like the South Carolina Aquarium. Would that be right?
It is. The South Carolina Aquarium has really rolled in as a tremendous partner. It's a beautiful aquarium, one of the most beautiful in the world. They do a great job, not just with their displays, but also with their outreach. And they have a number of educational programs. They, too, will be coming along on the trail every week doing Facebook. They have 50,000-some-odd followers around the world. And so they'll be working. And they have our finish line celebration. So we'll be hiking through Charleston, and we'll arrive there at the park across the street, and we'll have our final chat there, and hopefully it'll be a thinner, warmer, sunnier time. So, and I'll be done. And the next week I go to Alaska to air out.
Taylor, now's your chance to ask if you can go with him.
Yeah, I can see if I can like tuck and roll into your suitcase and then see if I can fit.
I hope you like tents.
Oh, she's beating me up to get back to Alaska. It's, That is truly a magnificent place on earth. But South Carolina is great, and we're done like 2.5 minutes early.
We did that good. We made a good time.
And I think we covered it all. Tom, is there anything that we missed? Anything that you want to bring up or go over again or emphasize?
Well, I would like to welcome, thank you for your show and for all that y'all do. You're really doing a tremendous service and raising awareness of these various issues. check us out. South Carolina is written out in the number 7. We will be presenting patches and certificates to those that follow us virtually. So follow us on Facebook. And when we get out, if you have questions along the way, feel free to contact me directly or other members of the team. We'll have a number of experts. We live. You know, I didn't live for longevity. I figured I'd die on top of one of these mountains. I'll turn 60 in Fort Jackson, which is a great place to celebrate on July 15th. And I can say with complete confidence, we do live in the most beautiful place on earth. We have tremendous assets. We've got a great governor who supports these things. Our lieutenant governor will be with us. It's not a partisan thing. This is about the environment is a nonpartisan issue. It's for everybody. And we're going to be out there, and we hope to pull people away from their concerns just for a little while if they're watching us talk about these beautiful places that we have in the state and what we can do to come together to protect those healthier, more protected environment. So we look forward to seeing you along the trail.
And you're exactly right. The outdoors is apolitical. It is something for all of us to enjoy, all of us to protect, and all of us to, as Teddy Roosevelt would have said, to have left in better shape for those that come after us.
Absolutely.
Well, Tom, I appreciate so much. I hope I haven't worn your voice out, but I appreciate you coming on. South Carolina 7, folks, is where to go. Tom, we will look forward to catching up with you on the trail.
We'll have you back on soon.
That's right. We will talk to you soon.
Thank you both, and look forward to seeing you soon. And happy trails.
Happy trails to you too, sir.
Thank you so much for coming
thank
on.
You.
Thank you.
And
bye
with
bye.
That is another show. So y'all take care. Make time to get out there. Take the back roads when you can. Don't forget the camera. We'll see you back here next week. More Woods and Water, South Carolina.
Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone.